The year 2023 is proving to be challenging for the Indian political leadership. However, it is about parroting the same old tale. The old money and deep state have begun to systematically strike the stability of an emerging India. A classic pet project of the anti-Indian establishment, the issue of Khalistan has resurfaced. The unfolding of the Khalistani movement proves the headless chicken-like situation for the exponents. There is only cacophony with no substance. The UAE returned taxi driver turned brave, Waris Punjab the chief, and Khalistan ideologue turned fugitive Amritpal Singh is used as a conduit. An attempt to thwart the prevailing democratic environment of the state of Punjab has gone awry. It's time for them to activate the destructive mode and spread fake sympathy for the far-from-reality narrative. India is a country which values its hard-earned legacy of democracy. In Punjab, the state elections in 2022 occurred upholding the ethos of democracy, toppled the established regime with a peaceful transition and ushered in a new political regime with the electoral mandate. The public's view has always been the priority. This is the cornerstone of Indian democracy. However, the fake concerns by some sections are whining over civil liberties and public safety. The internet blackouts and Punjab police crackdown are displayed in bad optics. They are performing their duty to catch the guilty. They indicate that this phony who came out of the blue, instigated and claimed to be the trendsetter and endanger law and order should be absolved. Stop portraying him as a hero. It is unacceptable to the vibrant, diverse opinions of India. Some unemployed dolts with no constructive skills are just trying to prove their existence by bothering and burdening the smooth functioning of the state. The audacity is laughable. This move played by the puppeteers has backfired. The nexus of unhinged obsession, cultivating misleading sentiments about Indian democracy. India, since its independence, has witnessed the draconian theory of bleeding by thousand cuts, whether by the Kashmir issue, Pakistan or now with the demand of Khalistan. The destabilizing forces have attacked Indian unity now and then. However, the Indian foundation has become thick-skinned and acclimatized to the cheap gimmicks which aim to see India's disintegration. Yet, India stands like the lighthouse amidst the storm. The recent attacks and vandalism incidents by Khalistan's proponents have augmented in various countries like Canada, Australia, the UK, the US, etc. The Indian leadership has called out on the hypocrisy several times and now seeks an action-oriented approach, not empty promises. The callous approach towards such heinous crimes forsaken by these countries' authorities has led to such groups' serious insolence. For instance, recently, India came heavily on the UK authorities when there was a serious attempt to disgracefully remove the Indian tricolour flag from the Indian High Commission in London. India was unfazed and made these radicals realize that the trajectory of Tiranga was much broader than their petty tricks. Pro-Khalistanis create a stir and insinuate a panic-stricken environment with a hollow and redundant approach. They have no on-ground coherent vision to support their cause. These anarchists are in denial mode. They need to face the reality that they are fighting a losing battle. The international community will not support them. Since their trump card to revive the repackaged Khalistan movement miserably failed on Indian soil, Operation B to confuse the public through deceptive narratives of human rights, civil liberties etc., has commenced. They are escalating the misinformation war on social media by circulating fake, old and out of context videos of the Punjab police's search of Amritpal Singh. They are trying to wrongfully paint the Indian side as the bad guy in this entire fiasco. In lieu, they have garnered ill light for themselves. There is a sharp surge of collaborations between anti-India forces like the Khalistani separatists and Pakistan's ISI. They are creating new proxy handles and trends on social media networking sites to add fuel to the fire. Pakistan is hobbling from a financial collapse and political crisis. Still, its IT cells are more interested in creating communal unrest in India and spreading hoax news related to Amritpal Singh. The paid parasites are suddenly coming out of their holes. United Nations, UN, affiliated organizations, like an NGO named United Six, are also deeply entwined in this propaganda against India. United Six also has offices in Pakistan and Canada and has the Islamic Circle of North America, ICNA, as its partner. They have stated that the Indian state is oppressing and violating the human rights of the Sikhs and questioned the grounds for the arrest of Amritpal Singh. Canadian politicians like New Democratic Party leader Jagmeet Singh, who is well known for his pro-Khalistani views, recently drew ire as he sought the intervention of Canadian PM Justin Trudeau on the issue. He said the draconian measures are unsettling for many, given their historical use to execute extrajudicial killings and enforced disappearances during the 1984 Sikh genocide. Reportedly, his brother-in-law donated $13,000 to a group organizing a Canada Truckers Freedom Convoy. Another Canadian politician, Tim S. Uppal, wrote, "Very concerned about reports coming out of Punjab, India. The government has suspended internet services and restricted gatherings of more than four people in some areas. We are closely following the situation." Canada-based World Sikh Organization claimed, "The World Sikh Organization of Canada, WSO, condemns the security operations in Punjab to arrest Sikh leader, Bhai Amritpal Singh." Canada-based poet, Rupi Kaur, claimed, "Mass arrests of Sikh activists are taking place in Punjab. At least 78 people taken. Internet and SMS have been shut down in areas along with crackdowns on gatherings. Sikh media outlets and pages have been blocked." Similarly, UK-based politicians like British Sikh Labour MP Tanmanjit Singh Desi expressed his views on the ongoing situation and were slammed for his instigating remarks. Khalsa Aid, Canada, director, Jindi Singh K.A., alleged, "The burden of fighting for Sikh rights yet again falls at the feet of Sikh youth activists, who are now being rounded up by Punjab police, with the internet cut and gathering of 4+ banned. Is this the behavior of a mature democracy? We remember the state violence of the 80s and 90s, he added. The Khalistan issue has become an avenue of livelihood for many freeloaders. The toolkits, exaggerating conspiracy theories, instilling fear in the minds, systematically running down the institutions, and twisting words have become new weapons to gung-ho for violence. Indian democracy and Indian security are methodologically hammered. But can India take this matter to its endgame? Or will the toolkit experts again be able to deviate the public discourse from the impediments at hand? This effort to put the Khalistan issue to the fore would have a limited impact now. India is well aware of the blind spots and undertaking actions accordingly. Nevertheless, the Khalistan movement pertains to the Indian domestic and international forums and thus needs to be resolved with utmost priority."